Uncensored.
Yo, Justin, what's up? This is Brent down here in Houston, Texas. I'm doing my book shout out today, but I'm not alone. I got somebody with me.
What up, Bucks Mob? This is your boy JC from H-Town.
Yes, sir. We having us a Buck family mob meetup right now. We ironing out all our details, getting ready to take our trip to Tampa. And if we got any other, what's the word you use?
Hitchhikers, baby.
Hitchhikers, baby, that want to take a ride to Tampa with us. Remember, my email address is Brent Allen Walters. Allen is spelled A-L-A-N @gmail.com. Hit us up. And like, I'm going to let my boy JC finish us out. And what you got to say?
All right. Well, hey, remember, this H-Town mob, Bucks mob, is coming to invade that draft party. We're coming down, and we're going to invade, and we're going to make the place extra, extra juicy.
So like we always say, one time for you, welcome to the fucking family.
Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings, the home of the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party at the South Tampa location, April 25th and 26th. They're also the home of my favorite wings, the traditional lemon pepper wings. No matter what style you like, boneless or traditional, or any of their outstanding sauces and dry rubs, Buffalo Wild Wings is the place to go for any sporting event, including Lightning hockey, as we launch into the second half of the season for the NHL, and you know it's going to be rocking all offseason for the NFL leading up to the NFL draft. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. If you are in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, stop what you're doing and get your ass over to Mastro Subaru. A huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, and of course, they're all new Subarus, fresh off the truck and ready for you to come and test drive. Listen, there is no dealership out there that is giving you a discount for being a fan. And that's what you get. You go to Mastro Subaru, tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob, and you get money off your car. I've never heard of something like this. Mastro Subaru with two locations, one in Orlando, the other right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Mastro Subaru, and check them out online, their entire inventory at MastroSubaru.com.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home, 'cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I'm not about building, I'm about reloading.
Bucks Uncensored! Bucks Uncensored!
As far as goals go, we have one, putting a fucking ring on her finger.
He said, "Coach, how's it feel to be the coolest coach in the NFL?" I said, "Just being me."
Somebody that knows something about it. It's Bucks Uncensored. Combine edition. Following up on Sunday's hype fest of LSU linebacker Devin White. And it was impressive. I see a lot of Bucks fans. I try not to get too over the top with the combine. They're just numbers. You have to see if those numbers translate to the football field. So whether it's Devin White or Quinnen Williams or Josh Allen or Gary of Michigan or Montez Sweat or anyone else that put up ridiculous numbers over the weekend,
I'm not going to just fall head over heels for somebody just because they run fast or they're strong. With that said, this year's defensive class, especially at the top, is in a class by itself. And I'm sure when I get with Luke Easterling again, he'll probably echo that. I cannot remember an NFL draft that had this many outstanding athletes, especially along the defensive line. We've seen in past drafts where positions have been strong, Jason Light has tended to steer away from those strong positions in the draft. He better not do so this year. I get the hype, okay? And I completely understand if Devin White ends up being the pick, okay? Looking at what Todd Bowles has done, looking at what Bruce Arians has done, looking back to their time with Arizona, drafting Hassan Reddick because he was this all-world combination of size, speed, and they were going to turn him into this dynamic player. I haven't really heard much from him since he was drafted. But I could see how somebody like Devin White could intrigue the Bucks. Not knowing what's happening with Quan Alexander, not knowing what's happening with Kendall Beckwith, Levante David is 30 or whatever. So yeah, I mean, I get it. I also understand that when it comes to the NFL draft, you can go year after year after year. Devin White is not in a class by himself. This year's defensive crop, front seven in particular, defensive line, might be in a class by themselves, but Devin White's not. We've seen linebackers 6'1", 240, run 4'4", do this, do that. We've seen it. We saw it last year. We see it every year. And it kind of hit me when I was just seeing pretty much everyone either premature ejaculation or drooling all over themselves or whatever they were doing on social media over Devin Smith. I'm like, I just feel like there's always this guy every year, whether it's Roquan Smith last year or the year before that, maybe, oh, Hassan Reddick. Remember Jared Davis? Also a guy. Haven't heard much from him with the Lions. You know, I'm just looking at the top of the draft. You start to look deeper and you're like, oh man, they're damn good linebackers. They get taken in the second or third round. And I'm not saying, again, you can find linebackers anywhere, but in particular, Jason Light has done a damn good job of finding linebackers in the middle rounds of the draft. Maybe you don't have to draft a linebacker with the fifth overall pick. Deion Jones was a second round pick. Remember all this speed and athleticism in this second round pick? He's been good for the Falcons. That same draft, Darren Lee was a first-round pick. Again, super fast linebacker. Jalen Smith was coming off that injury. Miles Jack went in the second round. Then the year before that, you had Shaq Thompson. Remember all the numbers he put up? He was this freak athletically, went late first. Stephon Anthony went late first. Remember, he was a freak athletically at the combine. Eric Kendricks was the best middle linebacker of that draft. He went in the second round. Then the year before that, Ryan Shazier, middle of the first. C.J. Mosley, middle of the first. These guys went to the combine and lit it up. I mean, you can go before that, Alec Ogletree did it. Before that, Luke Kuechly. You have linebackers. And by the way, Luke Kuechly's draft also had Kendricks, who lit up the combine. Bobby Wagner, who has been a stud linebacker. He went in the second round. Then you had Levante David in that draft. I mean, every single year you have freak linebackers, and it's going to continue that way because that's where athletes are heading. And so I would anticipate continuing to see linebackers, and it wasn't just Devin White. I mean, Devin Bush put up incredible numbers as well. Is that a position the Bucs need to address with the fifth overall pick? Here's my perception of draft picks that high. I need players that are going to score touchdowns, prevent touchdowns. So quarterbacks, receivers, corners, protect the quarterback, offensive line, or rush the passer. Safeties that high, linebackers that high, running backs that high. Those positions have been proven to where you could find, and even it's got to be a special guard. It's got to be a Quentin Nelson from last year. Quentin Nelson from last year. You got to be a special guard to go that high. Got to be a special linebacker. And Devin White might be a special linebacker. But more special than the Bucs addressing, continuing to address their defensive line? You think I'm opposed to drafting a defensive lineman and getting another high first-round pick to pair with Vita Vea? Yeah, I'm okay with that. And I believe that one of the top three defensive linemen could very well fall right to the Bucs at five. I think a quarterback goes in the top four, and I could see Devin White slipping into the top four. I could see Metcalf slipping into the... Anytime you have a receiver that's 6'3", 230, and runs a 4.340, and you've got teams like the Niners, Jets, and Raiders that could all use a wide receiver, I mean, I think I'm naive to think that it's not a possibility. The guy I think falls to the Bucs at five, just because he's not the flashiest of players. And when you look, he's got characteristics that mimic, let's say, a Leonard Williams from a few years ago. He went sixth. I could see Quinnen Williams sitting there at five. Bosa, somebody's going to take Bosa. I think somebody's going to trade up and get a quarterback. Somebody will take Josh Allen just because of the edge rush factor. But I think Quinnen Williams is not flashy enough to where a team... I mean, you saw Jonathan Allen a few years ago go all the way, I think, to 17 to the Redskins. You see these interior defensive linemen slip a little bit. All we need him to do is slip to five, because I think he could be a tremendous end in this 3-4 style of defense. Now you got him, Vita Vea. Whew. I think it's going to be tough to run. I think they're going to wreak havoc. I think they're going to get into the backfield. They're going to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks. But him, Bosa, Josh Allen, and I got to look at some of these other edge rushers, man, putting up some numbers. And I followed Oliver a majority of his career at Houston. That really depends on style of defensive lineman they want to fit into their aggressive style 3-4 defense. And like I said, linebacker is still a distinct possibility. But I am not ready to cast aside most of the other players in this draft and deem Devin White the guy they have to go with the fifth overall selection. I mean, I just told you my philosophy when it comes to really top 10 picks. And yes, Devin White can prevent touchdowns, but just there's just something about safeties, linebackers, and running backs. And maybe it's because we've seen so many successful ones in the second round and late in the first that you just really don't see them going as early. Because while linebackers can make an impact, a dominant defensive lineman will make more of an impact in a football game than a dominant linebacker. That's why they're valued more. And so when I'm staring at a draft as loaded as this one is, and I want a team, my team, to be a badass football team again, and yes, I look at Devin White, and he is a special football player. He is a special talent. But so is Bosa. So is Williams. So is Josh Allen. So is Ed Oliver. So are a lot of these other defensive players in this draft. They have to pick the one that is going to be the most disruptful, fly around to the football, and be a corner piece for years to come. Could be Devin White. Could be Quinn and Williams. A lot of options. But for me, with a young secondary, and they are young, safety and corner, I do anticipate them adding veterans, but they're young back there. Help them out. Help them out by building up that defensive line and getting after quarterbacks. Yeah, I remember when Todd Bowles and Bruce Arians drafted Hassan Reddick in Arizona. But one of the first things they did was traded for Chandler Jones. They knew they needed an edge rusher. Year after year, a guy who could consistently get them 12 to 15 sacks, which is exactly what Chandler Jones has done. And while Jason Pierre-Paul could very well be that guy as well, long term, I'm not sure how long he's here long term. Ideally, I think if I had to guess on what the Bucs board looked like right now, I'd guess Bosa top. I'd actually guess Josh Allen 2. Quinn and Williams 3. And then it's a toss up. I think they are very intrigued with Devin White. I think they are going to have him ranked very high. Very high. And I think he's going to be in a battle with like the Ed Olivers of the world, even maybe that Clemson defensive line or defensive end, maybe Sweat. Maybe, I don't know. Gary, I don't know who they're going to be considering. Okay, I'm telling you what I would be targeting. Now, if those three players are off the board, I'm going to have to do a lot of thinking myself because Devin White intrigues me and a lot of other players intrigue me. A lot of them. Trading back intrigues me. They have to do what's right. And what's right, in my opinion, with a draft this loaded at defensive line, with a team that has struggled along the defensive line for 10 fucking years, is to, I don't know, take one of the fucking defensive linemen and let's get ready to rock and roll. Hey, listen, love McCoy, love Pierre-Paul. They're still on the roster. They could both very well still be on the team come the fall. But McCoy's 31 and Pierre-Paul is, what, 28, 29 with 2 years left on a contract and he's going to want big money? Yeah, I want to get the next round of pass rushers in there. I forget who it was that tweeted over the weekend. But the best defensive teams and the best teams are the ones that have waves of pass rushers. The Bucs don't have a next wave of pass rushers right now. They barely have a wave of pass rushers that kind of came together last year with Nassib and Pierre-Paul. Vita Vea came on in the second half of the year. Nassib's young, Vea's young. Give me one more young defensive lineman that they can then all grow together for years to come. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take that over a linebacker right now. Because as I just said, I can go back the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years and point out linebackers that were hyped the fuck up during the combine and went mid to late first or early second and still ended up having a great career. Devin White may end up being a Hall of Famer. He may be a perennial Pro Bowler and he may turn out to be nothing. That's the combine. That's the draft. That's what makes this so intriguing. And it's super early. It's the beginning of March. Lots going to happen. Lots going to happen. White's on my board. Defensive linemen are on my board. I'm so intrigued with what they're going to do on the right side of their offensive line. I have no fucking clue what's happening at wide receiver. I'm just kind of, I'm like y'all. Edge of my seat, watching these guys running over the weekend, watching them do their drills, and picturing each one of them in a Bucks uniform. Thinking, man, as soon as that guy gets drafted, I'm going to be like, welcome to the fucking family, motherfucker. We're about to do some things around here. Right? Your Bucks takes, they're coming up next. Very intrigued to see what y'all thought about the combine, too. Maybe we'll get more of a reaction. I know we got a bunch of Bucks takes, but not a ton of combine ones. I think we're going to hit the combine hot and heavy with the Bucks takes coming up on Wednesday. So if you've got a Bucks take on anything you witnessed from the combine over the weekend, you record it on your phone, email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. Who knows? You might hear your voice on Wednesday's podcast. This is Bucks Uncensored. We hear from you, the Bucks Mob, next.
Bucks Uncensored. If you're listening, whoa.
Bucks Uncensored time for some Bucks takes. It's part of the podcast where we hear from the Bucks fans, the Bucks mob. So welcome in. Special thanks to Brent, who keeps giving us updates. I had our buddy Biani reach out to me over the weekend. He's reaching out to Brent. So Brent is driving from Houston in a, Suburban or whatever, his wife's Suburban, loading up a bunch of, what he said, hitchhikers at the beginning of the podcast. But imagine this. This is what we're creating together, to where a stranger is going to drive from Houston and pick up Bucks Mob members on the way and stay here and go to the draft party. By the way, we are still working on hotel rooms. So we're negotiating right now with a couple of different locations. If you know of a hotel in the area and they're interested in booking 30 rooms, I'm just looking for the best deal for the Bucks Mob. So I think we booked more than 30 last year. I would anticipate more this year, but if a hotel only wants to give us a discounted rate on 30 rooms, then 30 rooms it is. First come, first serve. We're hoping to nail that down as soon as early this week, but I'm not going to rush it. I think as long as I have something done by mid-March and we'll still be able to book those hotels, everyone should still be fine. So I know everyone's kind of antsy about booking. Go ahead and book your flight. If you're coming in from out of town, you can book all that. Just want to narrow down the hotel selection to one. And if you stayed at the hotel last year and got a chance to take part in the pre and post party at the pool, holy shit. I did not. I only saw pictures and it was insane. And I'm going to be part of it this year. Oh. I mean, I'll do my best. I'm not going to get crazy like y'all. Some people got so crazy at the pre-party, they couldn't make it deep into the real party. That's okay, though. Feeling it. So we'll hope to have that. My goal is to have it nailed down by mid-March. So I would guess maybe next week. But it could come down anytime. anytime. So as soon as I get the final confirmation, I'll let you know. We'll post it on Facebook. We'll post it all over social media. I'll talk about it on the podcast, and hopefully we'll get at least 30 rooms at a discounted rate for the Bucks mob. Yeah. All right, we got a few Bucks mob members and Bucks takes to get to. We will start. Why not? Let's start with him. O'Chisel.
Yo, commish. O'Chisel riding in the car, going home to Orlando from Sarasota. Anyway, man, I listened to your podcast yesterday, man, and it dawned on me, man, like 2015, I had season passes. And it was a terrible year. It's Jameis's first season. And you know what, man? I had high hopes. I still got high hopes for my boy. But I remember the Giants game. And does anybody remember seeing all those blue shirts and jerseys in our stadium? Man, that was embarrassing. That was embarrassing, man. That was so fucking embarrassing, man. And you know what? I don't want to see no shit like that again, man. I want to be proud of my motherfucking home field. You know, I want to be proud to say that, yo, this is my team's home. You know what I'm saying? It was a tragedy. And I was pissed. And I don't want to be pissed no more. I want my people to be proud of being a motherfucking Bucks mob, man. We a family, yo. Let's stand the fuck up. Let's support our team, man. It ain't about one person, man. Let's make this team better, man. I'm ready. Let's go. Go Bucks.
You know what? I'm with you, man. O'Chisel. Fuck that shit. We're going to take back Ray J. The only way we can do that, though, team's got to meet us halfway, man. Team's got to meet us halfway. We can't think that we're just going to magically incite a mob scene or a riot and they're still going 3-13 or 5-11. Can't happen. You cannot manufacture that enthusiasm, that type of enthusiasm, when you're getting kicked in the fucking balls week after week. They got to meet us halfway. We have set a foundation for a rabid fan base. It's now on the team, the organization. We'll continue to do our part. We're going to continue to party. We're going to have a good time. But if they, the organization wants to take it to the next level, they need to take it to the next level. Outlaws up next. What up, Outlaw?
Justin, Outlaw. I'm back, guys. Hey, Bucks Mob, it's been fun sitting back listening to you. It's draft season. I'm ready to jump back into this. You know, I keep seeing all these stats and these measurables, these analytics, and that's great, man. This guy can run a 4.1 40-yard dash, and he's got a 1.6 by whatever. I want guys that have heart. I want the one thing that they don't measure, the one thing that just you have to watch the film, and it jumps out, and you're like, you know what? That guy's got it. I want guys like Warren Sapp. I want guys that with a motor that doesn't quit and holds the man next to them accountable, holds their coaches accountable. I want guys like Simeon Rice that just pursue excellence day in, day out, and never stop, never quit. I want guys like John Lynch who will knock their own brother-in-law out. That's what I want. So you, as you start to analyze all these guys, don't get wrapped up in the 1.6, 1.9% body fat. I want you to start looking at the film, start looking at the results, and see who has the heart. The heart. Because that's what we're missing. And that's what it's going to take to put the damn trophy back in Tampa. Let's go! We got guys on this team with heart. We know who they are. The film doesn't lie. So let's keep them, let's get them support, and replace the ones that don't. Can't wait to see all the Bucks mob and the new Kangles at the draft party. It's going to be lit. We're going to blow the roof off of Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, guys. Till next time. Crushed it. Oh, Justin, welcome Jason Goulet to the fucking family.
You are correct. You are correct. Welcome to the fucking family. Robert in Philly. Thunder Chucky PA is up next. What up, Robert?
Hey, Justin. Robert from Philly here. I'm really, really worried that Bruce Arians is putting way too much stock into his current roster. It seems like, you know, he's having a love fest for everybody. I love Gerald McCoy, and I had a great talk with Djax. I really, really hope he's blowing smoke up our ass. You know, this team's gone 5-11 the last 2 years. The best record in the last handful of years is 9-7. Now, I understand that they're putting a lot of stock in Coach Arians and his staff to turn things around, and I know there's some talent here, but the other thing that's got me worried is the attitude of his team. You know, it's really not that good, other than like people like JPP. I really hope that they clean house a little bit and make some changes, because I don't think just bringing everyone back as a whole and adding in the number five pick and, you know, the Honey Badger is going to make this team over the top. What do you think?
I got news for you, and I've thought a lot about this. The money, the numbers, and I'm really good with numbers. I view numbers as a language sometimes. And Bruce Arians' words aren't matching the numbers. The numbers are the facts. You can't love everyone, keep everyone, then sign players, then draft players, then try and re-sign your own guy. You cannot love McCoy, DeSean Jackson, Adam Humphries, Quan Alexander, Donovan Smith. You can't love and keep all of them. Or that's it. The roster is what it is, and same team coming back, and it was only the coaching staff. I find that hard to believe. I find it hard to believe that Bruce Arians and that entire extensive coaching staff is coming in thinking roster's set. They just needed coaches. It's kind of pompous, okay? And it takes one to know one, so I'll take that. I find it far-fetched. I think Bruce Arians is doing the right job as a head coach. Publicly, say you like everyone, you know? I'm going to pump you up in public, and I'm going to criticize you in private. And it's so easy to say, hey, we were fully anticipating keeping Gerald McCoy, DeSean Jackson, or whomever, but we got an offer we couldn't refuse. And we had to make the deal for the Buccaneers moving forward. See, it's very easy to kind of steer the conversation in that way. So, if Bruce Arians is being honest, and the Bucs fully anticipate trying to keep McCoy, DeSean Jackson, everyone, then I guess that's one thing. But for me, I think it's just a whole lot of smoke being blown right now. And that the truth is going to come out once we start the new NFL calendar middle of March. At least I hope so. Because status quo is going to, I think, make a lot of us a little skeptical. We're going to need to see something before we can believe something. Kevin's up with us. What up, Kevin?
Justin, it's Kevin. Calling you on a cold March morning while I'm walking this beautiful dog. His name's McLean. He's a rescue dog. Got hit by a car a week before Christmas. Had his hips rebuilt. He's 100%. This fucker's a long strider, let me tell you. Anyway, I digress. I am chiming in because though I have not been chiming in recently, I have been a faithful listener. And I want to chime in on the roster construction and the possibility of keeping one DeSean Jackson and one Gerald McCoy. Now, Bruce Arians and his coaching staff are professionals. They've been around, and every player who's played for them, you know, regards them very highly, reveres them, in fact, has nothing but positive things to say. And the reason why that is because they treat them with respect and dignity. And they understand it is a business, and sometimes people come and go. That happens. But in the meantime, they're cultivating the resource, and they're protecting the asset. And I think that has more to do with what they've been saying and how they've been treating them than their actual intentions and plans. We got to see how this goes. We got to see how this plays out. All right? Remember what he said, no biscuit, no biscuit? Let's just sit down, watch the show, and accept the fact that this guy is smart enough to treat these players as well as he possibly can in the possibility that they end up remaining with the team. He wants them. He wants to preserve that relationship and preserve the and preserve his integrity in their eyes. But I'm not entirely convinced. Thanks for everything you do. Talk to you soon.
And speaking of and Kevin, you brought up DeSean Jackson. But speaking of DeSean Jackson, you know, whether it's J.J. Nelson or John Brown in free agency or Paris Campbell, who Luke Easterling on this very podcast last week said that if the Bucks are looking at receivers in this draft, Paris Campbell from Ohio State is the guy. He can stretch the field. He is a leader. Guy runs a 4.340, almost in the 4.2s. And if Arians is looking for guys who can stretch the field, Paris Campbell can be that guy as well. So, yeah, I don't think DeSean Jackson's sticking around. I just call me crazy. And if he does, again, a lot of pressure on the current coaching staff and the entire organization if you're going to keep that cancer in your locker room. Orlando will be the last Bucks take for this podcast. Again, you want to talk about the combine? You think Devin White's got to be the guy? Send in your Bucks take. Are you hesitant to take a linebacker with a top five pick? Send in a Bucks take. Who's the best defensive lineman that fits the Bucks scheme that you want? Is it Bosa? Is it Williams? Is it Josh Allen? Is it Ed Oliver? Is it one of the other defensive linemen? Send in a Bucks take. Orlando will be our last one for this one. What up, Orlando?
Yeah, it's Orlando, formerly of Spring Hill, Florida, now residing in Denver, Colorado. And as I'm living in Broncos country, all I could talk about is how bad Case Keenum is. But when it comes to Case Keenum facing the Buccaneers, he was a Buccaneers killer. And my question is...
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Would he be a good option for the Buccaneers backup? I think he's a great backup. I don't think he's a good starter, but I think he'd be a competent backup for the Buccaneers in case, God forbid, something happens to Winston. I think we'd be able to weather the storm with him as our backup. That's my question, and it's Orlando, formerly of Spring Hill, now repping Bucks Mob in Denver, Colorado. Out.
All right, Orlando. Good to have you back. Man, would love to see if you can make your way to the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. I think Colorado's one of those states that was not represented last year. Would love to get Colorado represented this year. Now, our buddy Stroke used to live in Colorado. Now he's up, I believe, in Panama City or somewhere in the panhandle. He's going to be at the draft party this year, but doesn't count as another state because he lives in Florida. So, Stroke, we're excited to see you. Hopefully you're not passed out in the bushes like you were last time you were in Tampa for the training camp takeover. But excited, man. Excited to have you. And as for your question, I mean, they need a backup quarterback. I think Fitzpatrick's contract's up. I think his contract, I want to say he only signed a one-year deal. They don't really have a backup, you know, unless they want to try and keep Fitzpatrick, which I'm not opposed to. As long as Arians keeps it, Jameis is our starter. But if they are looking for a backup, there's part of me that still wants Drew Stanton somehow, some way. But Case Keenum, if I can guarantee the Bucks not having to face him and having him as backup, man, that'd be strong. That would be a strong, strong pairing. Now, I'm not one that gets, you know, I don't go over the top about backups and this and that because I want to focus on the guys who are making the biggest impact that are leading to wins. But a Case Keenum backup to Jameis Winston, I think, would be a very strong. Somebody like that would be very, very strong. Very strong. And I still like Fitzpatrick. I don't think it wasn't his fault. What do you expect him to do? You know, is he going to try and, like, say, you know what? I'm fine. No, he wanted to play. He put up some great numbers. But I also think he's a legit, strong backup quarterback who can step in and win games for you. That's what you want from your backup quarterback. All right, that's it. Talked a lot of defense for the combine. Mentioned some of the offensive players. I don't think it's a secret that the Bucs are going to be zeroed in on defense as well they should. You could see a wide receiver. You could see offensive line. There's something about me that thinks they're going to lean towards offensive line and free agency and really attack defense in this draft just because that's where the strength is. But there's going to be so much happening in the next 2 months. Just sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. I do not think the Bucs are going to sit status quo on the roster. I think we're going to see an active offseason. At least I'm hoping for it. And just like all of you, I'm hoping we're going to enjoy what we see and then party like there's no fucking tomorrow at that draft party. Two-night event, Thursday night, April 25th, Friday night, April 26th. That's right. We do the first 2 days of the draft, two nights of partying our fucking ass off at the South Tampa Buffalo Wild Wings. Last year, incredible. This year, we're expecting twice the crowd. But with that, we're going to have twice the amount of bars. That's right. We are loading up outside with portable, full liquor bars, taking credit cards outside this year, and multiple beer tubs outside, all taking credit cards this year. You will not have to wait for a drink at our party. They are shipping in waiters, waitresses from all over the area. They understand what's important. Okay, getting your food, getting your drinks in a timely manner. We're going to have the full all-you-can-eat buffet all night long. We are going to have bars, beer tubs all over the place. You will have access to alcohol. You will have access to food. And we will have the draft on everywhere. There is no draft party in the country that will match the excitement and the atmosphere we're going to have at Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa. I am confident in saying that. I have been to other draft parties. Most are lame. Not this one. Not when the tequila's flowing as much as we're flowing. We're flowing it. Not when the shots are being poured. Not when drinking games are being played. Not when we've got beer pong and cornhole and all kinds of stuff going on. It's a great time. I hope you can make it out. You got plenty of time to get a babysitter. You got plenty of time to set it up. You got plenty of time to set up your trip if you need to budget. I've been telling you since last year, you can do this in a very affordable way. The prices we're looking at are probably around $100 to $120 a night for a hotel. You got to remember, it's springtime in Florida. A lot of these hotels sell out. So if you start to look around, and I'm not going to fucking some podunk fucking hotel, okay? If we're going to stay at a hotel, we're going to stay at a decent hotel. So the ones we're looking at are about $180, $190, $200 a night. We're trying to get them down to probably $110 to $120. So just expect that. You can start budgeting. But want to get as many people here as we can. We can fit it. We can fit a ton of people. There's not going to be issues with lines. I'm working with them to get some portalettes outside as well. So I know what's important. I get it. I'm getting rid of the fluff and I'm adding in the things that are relevant to each and every one of you. You're going to love it this year. South Tampa Buffalo Wild Wings. It is going to be off the chain. We're going to blow the roof off that motherfucker. I'm sure Lou's going to be there. We haven't heard from Lou in a while. Maybe it's time to get some of those hyped Lou Bucks takes, getting us psyched about this upcoming draft party. And it's just going to be a blast. Looking forward to seeing everyone again. Thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings for being such a tremendous partner of ours. Just really great. Also, I mentioned, too, if you got a small business, you want to talk about maybe having an area to set up at the draft party. We're looking for like a barrier to kind of barricade the parking lot. And I think a great way to do that is set up tables, let some local businesses come out and be exposed to 2,000 plus people. So if you have a business and maybe radio advertising a little too much, TV advertising a little too much, and you just want to get your company's name in front of a lot of people all at one time, shoot me an email, bucksuncensored@gmail.com, bucksuncensored@gmail.com. I mean, honestly, probably just going to look for cost of setting up the area for you and, you know, just let you come out and share about your business. So if you've got a business and you're interested in that, shoot me an email. But thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings hosting the event. Thanks to Master Subaru for being such a tremendous partner. Those guys are great. Anytime a car dealership is giving you a discount just for being a fan of the local team, I'm all for a dealership like that, and they've been a tremendous partner of ours as well. Thank you to Christian at Headlines Barbershop. Download their app to get the location nearest you and to make an appointment. And thanks to each and every one of you. Check the numbers, you know, as I was like, man, numbers have kind of stayed consistent with the season, but now as we're getting closer and closer and the combine starting and everything, now I'm seeing the numbers kind of creep up a little bit. I'm like, damn, here we go. So thank you to each and every one of you. I know we've had a lot of people here from the beginning. We got a lot of new people. You get it. You get it. This is, we call ourselves the Bucks Mob. This is not a private group, not an isolated group. It's about inclusion. It's about bringing all Bucks fans together. It's a family. It's a family. And families fight amongst each other. But ultimately, you all want the same thing, success. We want success. We all want the Bucks to win. So we can all fight amongst each other. You've got different fan groups fighting against different fan groups. But in the end, we all want the same thing. So if you are new to the podcast, if you're new to the Facebook page, if you're new to the movement, like I said, this is a family. So we have one thing to say to you. Welcome to the fucking family. Nailed it.
Go Bucks.